שימו את הראשון שלהם בשביש של תפילה. נגיד, אברהם יצחק עניין כבר. Always masakin from Olam Haba. Sliches, you got to get into Olam Haba. You got to get in touch with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the only way you can deal with it. There's no other way. There is no hope. You have to understand when you're going to sliches, you have to know there is no hope. You're finished. Not just a game, you cross it, finished. That's the definition of doing Keneged the Rotzon Hashem. You just stepped out of reality. There is no reality other than the Rotzon Hashem. You went against the Rotzon Hashem, you just stepped out of reality. You don't exist anymore. The only way to reconnect is through that chiddush called Yud Gimel Midas. That's Olam Haba that comes down here. That's what you have to connect with. You can only do that through Hashem. You can only do that through Emuna. Who are you going to cry to? That's the sort of slichas. Fine. Tov. To the ability that a person can be dovak in a kosh bochu beimuna b'olam hazeh, bemechinas v'atema dveikim, that aspect of v'atema dveikim, kach yiske leidabek v'kosh bochu b'olam shekulu toiv. So too, he'll be zeiche to cleave to a kosh bochu in the world that's kulu toiv. Koloshen hamishchi shel haposuk. Chaim kulchem ayoyim. The continuation of the pasuk. Atem advaikim. Chaim kulchem ayoyim. Shekayim kol mukol muhosom shel chay olam haba. Hi mareches keshem hakadosh baruch hu. What is olam haba? What is olam haba? Hashem. That's it. The goal of this world is what the goal of Hashem is, to bestow the ultimate good on us. What is the ultimate good? Hashem. Olam haba is the relationship you have with Hashem. Kufi she'adam bono la'atzmoi b'olam hazeh keshem mareches yechasim im boira ilom. In the same way that a man, to the extent that a man builds for himself a kesha and a relationship with the boy realm in this world, that's the bottom line. On this path we can understand the Rambam put together Yud Gimel Ikarim because of Kirak Mishemaim Bivim Yeshlo Chedek Lamaba V'Nichlal B'Klal Yisrael. Only somebody who has a relationship, who believes in the Yud Gimel Ikarim, could go to Olam Haba and be considered part of Klal Yisrael. V'shalaynu arei zeh ha-mitzvahs ha-ein ikriyus v'kayt enuch l'chalek bein mitzvah l'chaverto. Kol ha-mitzvahs are Ikarim. How can you choose one mitzvah over the other? A person denies the authenticity of shatness, he's also kayt v'beika. How can you decide that this mitzvah is more important than that mitzvah? All the mitzvahs are important, we don't know. You know what's more important and less important? Amnam bira dovahu. Shetachlis kolam mitzvus kulam hi lahavi esa yudi l'chay netzach. All the mitzvahs, the goal is to bring a person to the eternal world. V'chay v'hem, u'v'chata v'chayim. That's all the mitzvahs in the Torah. Of all those instructions, the traces. V'chay v'hem, u'v'chata v'chayim, u'makiven shenizbayeh. Ki achayim anitzchim hayim kefi ha'imunah. That the eternal world is via Emuna. Ashel Kain, Eilu Yud Gimel Ikarim, Akolim is called Chelka Emuna. The Yud Gimel Ikarim, which includes all the Chalakim of Emuna. So Gematria 13 is 1. So it would have to be Yud Gimel Midas. You can't have 12 or 14. Because it's got to create a system. The whole system is always 13. You have to have 13. I don't have to accept it now, but the Gematria of 13 is 1. Ava as well, by the way, Gematria 13. It has to be that yichud. Hayim bechinas hashbilim hamubilim l'chay olam haba, v'hayim mazakim esamamim b'hem l'yichlal b'klal yisrael l'kabul chelek olam haba. It's dafka imuna, which is made up of those 13 portions, which is mazaka a person to olam haba, to be part of what's called klal yisrael. ולכן המפקפק חלילה באחד מיגומי לא קוראים אמונה אין לו חלק לעולם הבא. Someone who has doubts חלילה in one of the Yud Gimel Ikarim אין לו חלק לעולם הבא, כיוון שניתק את עצמו מפסיל חיוב, because he detached himself from the wick, the life force, מהקשב והדבקה שלו עם בריא העולם. He's detached himself from the relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Olam Haba is determined by the Yimuna and Dveikus of this world. And the purpose of all the mitzvahs is that we should choose b'chaim, b'chaz, b'chaim via strengthening our emuna. Kamo shekosuv u'shmatem et chukaisa v'es mishpata asher yas oisam adam b'chaim b'em ani Hashem. V'ksiv v'tzadik b'em menosa yizch yinichye. V'kiven shechaya netzach heim ha-dveikus b'akorosh bohu. Obviously Olam Haba is only dveikus to HaKorosh Bohu. There's nothing else there. There doesn't need to be anything else because everything is there. It is everything. There isn't anything that isn't there. The Chayim Mishelo Dovek B'Chay B'Kosh Bochu B'Mtzus Yud Gimel Ikorim Lo Yechol Dovek Lo Ach Musa Rachman Etzvah. Someone didn't cleave to HaKosh Bochu via the Yud Gimel Ikorim in this world can't be Dovek to HaKosh Bochu after he passes into the next world Rachman Etzvah B'Mtzus His Bayan Azu Yiske Adam Lizakois Ulechiyos Chayim Ha-Mushutotim Im HaKosh Bochu B'Kol Tzad V'Shal B'Chayim via meditating on this subject, a person merits to live a partnership life with the Kodesh Baruch Hu in everything that he does. Hashem is always with him. ואבותך בהשם חסד יסובבנו שמחו בהשם וגילו צדיקים והרנינו כל ישראל Okay, so let's start the Yud Gimel Ikorim. Yeah, because we understand they're important, right? כמה שיט is name rule, Hagdoma, just, yeah, now we can start the Hagdoma to the Yud Gimel Ikorim. Kama shittas name Ruben Minyan Ruben Mispa HaYikorim. There are different shittas about how you exactly count the Ikorim, like there are amongst all the Moine HaMitzvahs. There's differences in exactly what is a mitzvah, not how you enumerate them, what goes where, what gets played or not played. Shem Shosha Adas V'Yisadosov. These are the roots of our religion and and the foundations of them. Yesh Mi Shemona Esrim V'Shesh Ikorim. There's someone who has 26 Ikorim. The Yeshemona Tisha Ikrim, the does have 9 Ikorim, the Yeshemona Shisha Ikrim, does have 6. Rosefe Ikorim, Bak Domosoi, Vale Ikorim, Moin Gimeli Ikorim, Haimunu Vamit, Bemetzias Hashem, that's 1. Haimunu Bahash Gocha, Ubuscha Boinish, that's number 2. Vaimunu Shatoira, He Minashamayim, that's number 3. It contains Mustama all 13 of the Rambams anyway. Amnam Rambam Befush Mishnai Shalom, Mona Yud Gimeli Ikorim. Yud Gimel Ikorim Ayim is Kablu B'Klal Yisrael. Why? How exactly? But you see that nobody else got printed in the Siddur. See, the Rambams was the one that had the muzzle. Yeah, you got everybody a muzzle as well. The Rambams Ikorim were the ones that Klal Yisrael were Makabu. Val Piem Nisiyaseh Nusach Animamin Hanim Tzubereva Sidurim Achrei Tfilah Shachris. Vavor Tamtzis Yud Gimel Ikorim. And there you get in the back of the city, you get the little essence of the Yud Gimel Ikorim. Kamo kena piut yigdal, very famous piut yigdal, hanitpas besidurim b'tchila seyde shachris, v'nun yadud gemeli korim shel Rambam. That piut yigdal, sung in some communities, Shabbos, not on Shabbos, whatever, is the yud gemeli korim. Kamo sis ledvareinu, nishtamesh b'nusach shekosuv besidurim nusach Ashkenaz. As the basis of what we're going to learn in this sefer, we're going to use the nusach brought down in the Ashkenazi Sidurim. Shesham tizboru hadvorim v'behirus miyuchedes. Because there it's made more clearer than in the other nusachim. Besidurim shel b'nei svad hadvorim huve yoyse b'kitzah. It's brought more b'kitzah in the Sidurim of the svadim. Vavo pishelo noida mechaveire shel nusach zeh mikomochum in yonu royes shehadvorim hiskablu b'kol tfutzois Yisrael. Brings out, it's really brought down the siddur that they found in Portugal from Shnat Reish Nun. When's that? Reish Nun is about when's Reish Nun, we're in 250 years ago. That's not a big kiddush. The Rambam lived 800 years ago. 250 years ago. Okay.
Then I heard Yigdal.
Anyway, whatever it is, Mekom Okan and any race, I see Shadvarim is Kablu, but called Futsu Yisrael. Everybody, in one way or another, this was Makabal Bakol Klal Yisrael. Kedaka Shotoyer Neir, Bezrat Hashem, Oedes Hashinuim, Bain Nusach Zeh, Lenusach Haram, Befiya Mishnah, Hashem, Yei, Einav, Betray Rosso. Hashem should delight in our eyes, in his Torah. As in all Torah, you have to work with different Nusachos, you have to work with different Shittas. Nagdim Tchile Reka, Klali, Vematara Likanes, Linyan Bezrat Hashem. Let's start with some klalim first. Because of a Rambam, the Pirush Mishnah is tanhed in Perigud Mishnah Aleph. Vinei arachti bedvarim habe v'yatzasi minyan chiburi. I went into a lot of depth in this subject, and I came from that length, from that avoider, with a chibur, with a pamphlet. Aval ani asiti zeh lefi sheraiti bo toeles b'imuna. And I did this because I saw an enormous purpose in Imuna. Because I gathered together many great things from different places. And afterwards I saw clarity and emesdika das. Vuzulosi amitiois, velo amitiois, v'yedati mashu roi la'amin mehem. And I saw what was true and what was not true, and I know what was fitting to yes believe in and what not to believe in, and I have rayas on every matter. But there are Klal Rambam's derech is to be very makatz in the Pirush Mishnah. Vinyan Ha'ikorim Ma'arich Rambam Ma'od. He goes into enormous length. Ma'aviris Advarim Bebehiris Miyuchedes. And he clarifies the subject in a very un-Rambam dikka kind of way. Rambam Ma'ar Kinot Medalka Ekev Atoeles Hamerube Shebedova Lamad Al Ikra Emuna. He explains because of the enormous Toeles. Bimamid al ikra emuna. Lefikach yiga harambam v'torach harbe levareis hadeis ha'amitois ulavdim al hadeis ha'mushuboshois. The Rambam put enormous toil and effort to clarify the correct dayas and to separate the ones that are confused. V'bira yud gimini korim shenasnu nikoiris nemonim kusulis nakia, like pure flour achra iyan rav v'nimrat, of the iyan rav v'nimrat. Gama gri Elboy, Rav Yosef Elboy, Yosef Ha'ikorim, Badom Vav Barichas, is a Terech L'das Ma'ahe Mikra Das. Also goes into enormous lengths explaining why it's so important to know what the Ikorim of our Das is, of our religion is. Kaim Asher Roshim V'Yisodesh Das Yudis Nishanes Alayim. Because that's the basis of what a Yiddishkeit's about. If you don't have the foundations, if you don't have the Sheroshim, then you don't have anything. Yosoida Yadut, what is the foundation of Yiddishkeit? As a Rambam Mamshich Sham V'Koisev Dvorim Noirim, awesome things he writes. That's very fitting. We're in the Yomim Noirim, we might as well learn Dvorim Noirim. Kasheyamin Adam Eile Yosoidas Kulam, when a person has Imuna, I'm using the word believe here very loosely, because the word Imuna does not mean believe. Okay, there's no mix in the Torah to believe anything. No Jew is required to believe anything. V'yadata Yoyim V'Shaveis Eile V'Vecho, just to know. There's mitzvahs to be know, to das. Imuna does not mean believe. But I'm translating it as believe here because that's what we mean. I'm not going to an arichus what the word imuna means. We'll see. Imuna doesn't mean I believe. That's Christianity. You don't know anything but you believe. Why? Oh, because I have faith. That's not. There's no faith in Judaism and there's no imuna in belief in Judaism. Our whole Yiddishkeit is based on knowledge. It's not based on blind faith. Kasheyamina Adam, we have to go into that at length, but he's going to deal with it. When we get there, we'll deal with it. When a person will believe in all these Yesoidas and will be clarified for him in Munei in Hashem, then he becomes part of Klal Yisrael. Could be I'm not part of Klal Yisrael yet. The mitzvah la'avoy ulerachem alav ulenoyegimo v'kol ma shitziv Hashem isbaroch ish lechaveru min ha'avu v'achva. Then you have a mitzvah to love him v'lachem alav terachamim on him v'linoyegimo v'kol ma shitziv Hashem. You have to conduct with him with all the benonim lechaveris that Hashem mitzvahed us with ava and achva. V'afilo also ma sheyechol min ha'aveiro, even if he does the aveiros machmas ha'taiva v'hizgabru sateva agrua, he does a virus out of taiva and because of his negative nature. Hunanish kefichotov, he's going to get punished according to his chet. Aval yesh lo chedek lamaba v'hum yipoish Yisrael. Is it Yisrael? He'll go to lamaba. He's going to get punished for his virus. But he's part of Klal Yisrael and all these mitzvahs that we spoke about to love him, etc. That applies to him. Ukrishnis kalkaladim yosod ma'elei yosodos. But if a person trips up in one of these yosodos, harayotze min haklal, he's yotze min haklal, ukoife be'ikah v'nikra tzeduki v'apikoyres, he's called the tzuki v'apikoyres, we've seen this many times. The koyte is matiyas v'mitzvah l'soynoi, it's a mitzvah to hate him. It's a plea, the mitzvah to hate him. Pella. Ulefikama goyseis ula avdoi. And there are gears that say you have to be avdoi. You have to help him get lost. V'alav nema alo misonech Hashem esno. Knows that you Hashem hate, I also hate. Hello, ploy. Now, we're not passing the loch here. You have to know who we're talking about here, okay? It's in today's day and age where it's not today, we're crazy for the echo when people are amaratzim the rices. Although, it's a bit of a problem because we pass that apikoris b'shoigig is an apikoris. So it's not a poshut that the fact that he's an amaretz that he doesn't know doesn't get him out of being an apikoris so quickly. Okay, we'll go into the sugya, but that's part of the sugya we have to understand. Apikoris b'shoigig, Reb Chaim Paskins is an apikoris.
Okay, meaning you never learned.
He doesn't know, he just doesn't know. So what do you want from me? How am I supposed to know this Hashem? No one taught me, I was timid shenishpa. Yeah? But apikoris, it doesn't work. For everything else, you're right. Can't clap you for not putting on tefillin and for not eating kosher and for Shabbos, whatever, because you didn't know. But Kvira, I ain't come back Kamlarik if they're going to the sugya, but that's how we pass can we do pass can like that Reb Chaim, but that's what Reb Chaim holds. Reb Chanan brings it down as well, because Reb Chanan holds being an apikoris, stopping to be an apikoris is the mitzvah of stopping an idiot. Just don't be stupid. Anybody just opens up his eyes and understands that Kosh Boko created the world and there's a boy right, I mean, there's a tapkin, you better find out what that is. Reb Chanan holds that the mitzvah of not being an apikoris is the mitzvah of thou shalt not be stupid. Every 12-year-old Jewish girl and every 13-year-old Jewish boy is machayev in emunas Hashem and these ikarim. How can you make a demand like that on the 12-year-old when Aristotle didn't get it right? So it explains it's because of taivas and it's because of nagiyas or whatever. But anybody who just understands poshut, he holds as one. He holds as the greatest nace. Reb Chanan brings down the greatest nace in the Bria. What do you think it is? So he says it's the ability to deny the existence of Hashem. That's a miracle. He says there's not greater miracle than that. That people can deny the existence of Hashem. He holds that's like an open view. That's a miracle. How is that possible? This bottle made itself?
Yeah.
The bottle evolved over millions of years. No one, you won't understand your Meshuggah if you claim that. Correct? No. How did this book get you? Because it fell out of the sky, whatever. So how did this get you? How does this work? It's not plugged into anything, no battery. Hot pumps for 80 years. Try to get a car to work for, try to get a fridge to work for 3 years. Yeah? How did this happen? So if you don't stop and say, you gotta be an idiot. That's a miracle that you can get that stupid. Anyway, since these 13 principles are the basis and the roots of everything that Yiddishkeit is based on, if he believes in this Yisoidus, he does a virus, he's damaging the branches that are coming out of the roots. But because his foundations are the roots here are rooted in Kedusha, he's part of Klal Yisrael. He's planted within the Misgeret of what's called Yiddishkeit. negdam sharoshov. There's a blemish in the roots. Vuka kite sets benetiois. He's uprooted the tree. Not just the branches and the leaves are a bit damaged. The tree can't stand. The roots have been pegam. The roots have been poisoned. Haramam Kais of Sham Dvarim, Mechratzim Oides Achoyvel is Boinan. The Rambam says that it's very important not just to do the superficial. Person has to be misboinan b'misboinan us rabbis. Deep and a lot of meditation on these yud gimel ikarim. Says the Rambam, l'chaim da'otam v'tzliach behem v'hachayiz alayim pamim rabbis. You have to go over there many, many times. V'hisboinan behem hisboinan us yofi. You have to meditate with them with a beautiful meditation. I don't know what his boininess yofi is. But you have to obviously understand that you've got to go into this very, very deeply. And will come into your heart that you think that you've gripped this, you've understood this after doing it once or 10 times. That this is nonsense. Do you think you've chapped the Yud Gimel Ikarim after 1 or 10 avoiders? You're talking nonsense. Sheke says, "Pish shal tachshov shavonus es inyoni ma'ikarim milimud shapamo es apami." Don't think you've understood these ikarim just because you've been through them 1 to 10 times. Sorry, that's the Rambam talking, not me. Ulechein lo timaher bekriyotoy. Don't be in a hurry to go through them to read them. I didn't write this after I wrote what I knew. The Rambam, this is Rambam's Iyun Godel Vizboinenus we're talking about. Right? Anybody ever experienced the Yarech HaZaka, even remotely superficially understands, the Rambam's Iyun Godel was Iyun Godel. This was after he wrote the Pirush HaMishnas, yeah? The reason why this needs Iyun Godel v'Izboinenus, since we're talking about the roots of our religion, first has to clarify this in the most best way that he possibly can clarify it. You've got to give up your life for this, you better know what you're talking about. A mistake here and a lack of clarity in these inyonim, this slogs up your whole Yiddishkeit. If you build a building with shaky foundations, the whole building's in danger of collapsing. If you steal from the foundations, then you start seeing what happens in Russia. Yeah, he brings that in his other sefer. You start seeing doors don't close and the windows are askew. Why? So the Russian explains to him, it's because the only way to survive in Russia is to steal. But to steal from the buildings, the doors and windows, you can't, because the building inspectors are very careful, they check. So where's the only place you can steal from is the foundations. Because you can't come and check afterwards, vastut. As if you damage the foundation, so afterwards what happens to the building? You see the building collapsing. That's why it's very important to make sure you get this right. Because if you don't get this right, you're somebody that your other Jews have a chiyuv to hate. So you don't want to be somebody that's going to cause other Jews to hate you. Besides the fact you're not going to go Olam HaBa, you're going to be Yotzei Miklal Yisrael. But you're going to be goyim other Jews to have a chiyuv to hate you. That's what the Rambam says. Clear answer. So that's something you want to think about quite carefully. Your time is for some non-kosher steak overwhelms you and whatever, and you fall into the pot. Besides, that's what he says. You didn't have a you chuba, or you don't do chuba, you get punished for that. But you're a full-blown Jew. But after rechamoicha, you got to love him. You got to achva v'ava, all the thing, whatever. But someone has sveikas and you'd come and call him. So the whole building's falling down. Clear out on what that means. Okay.
The reason for going to the year into these things isn't to have